Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Once upon a time, let's make that in the late 1940s, some wolves crossed the ice of Lake Superior to the island of Isle Royale, and they created kind of a perfect laboratory for a long-term study of predators and prey. At the time, or at some point in that time, a graduate student named Dave Metch began research that would unlock some of the mysteries of wolves, and were so deep in our lore and our stereotypes about them on either sides, pro and con, that it's kind of hard to see the real wolf for the trees, if you don't mind my mixing my metaphors. Dave is the author of a book called Wolf Island, and he joins us this morning as our guest. Hey, Dave, good morning, and thanks so very much for being our guest this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about when you began, obviously wildlife biology was something you were already interested in because you were a wildlife biologist and a graduate student, but had wolves always been your passion?
Well, large carnivores have been my passion. Wolves, bears, cougars, that kind of thing. And I had, as an undergraduate at Cornell, I had had 3 summers experience working with black bears. And so when this opportunity arose to study wolves, I was eager to make use of that opportunity.
So what is your sense? I guess I'm asking you to kind of jump forward in time a little bit, because I am curious. It seems almost like we need to unpack a conversation about wolves before we can have a conversation about wolves. People are polarized about wolves. The ones that love them, love them. The ones that hate them, hate them. They're demonized on the one hand, they're, you know, the most perfect creature on the planet on the other. Have we lost sight of real wolves as we dig into, entrench ourselves in our position, and as we create even more myth and more lore to heap on what was already there?
I think that's right on the money, actually. You've got it right. We have created a creature that is really quite an exaggeration of the real thing. The wolf is just like other species. It has its positives and its negatives in terms of the way humans look at it, but it really is just another one of those creatures out there in northern Minnesota. We're fortunate to have them there, but you know, like bears and deer and moose and all the other creatures, bobcats, lynxes, and coyotes, that kind of thing.
One of the things that I have heard people in the zoo community talk about, people that are interested in wildlife preservation, and they're maybe not huge fans of zoos, but they say that if you give people the opportunity to connect with an animal, even if it's the opportunity to connect with one individual from a species, that's a kind of a gateway to opening up their hearts and minds to the species as a whole, to perhaps the natural world and other creatures that function in it, that they can make that connection, and then they'll be interested perhaps in conservation and in preservation. Does it help to make those connections?
I mean, it's one thing to just, you know, have an idea about an animal, whatever animal you're talking about, but it's another quite another to actually see the animal and watch it a bit. You know, obviously, you get a better picture of what that creature really is. Now, obviously, in a zoo, it's a rather artificial situation. But at least you are, you know, it's not just a picture in a book or anything. It's 3D. It moves, behaves, and you get a better idea of what that creature is. And I can understand how people, you know, looking at an animal in the zoo would actually sort of have a change of heart about that creature.
Let's talk about what the situation was with the wolves and the moose back at the beginning, and then I'd like you to kind of bring us up to speed on how those two populations in this balance, you know, where things are now. Talk about the early days when you were a graduate student doing your research there.
Sure. The island, of course, Isle Royale, is a sort of a world of its own. It's a huge place. It's 210 square miles, like 45 miles long, out in Lake Superior, and it has a population of moose which have been there since about the early 1900s. And as you mentioned, wolves got over to the island from the mainland about 1949, probably almost certainly having crossed the ice from Minnesota or Canada. And the reason that island is such a good, you mentioned a wildlife laboratory, the reason for that is that not only is it a discrete area of its own, but secondly, it's one of the few places where there's only one predator and one prey in terms of wolf interactions. For example, in Minnesota, wolves prey on deer as well as moose and beavers. But on Isle Royale, the only major prey that the wolf has is the moose population. They can feed on beavers during the summer, but on a year-round basis, it's moose. And that makes the system much simpler in terms of what the interactions are between the wolves and the moose.
So how did I would imagine that you have your moose population, and if I'm understanding my science correctly, it would have been limited up until the 40s by how much vegetation there was, how much food there was for the mooses, because if they eat too much, then they start to starve. What happened when the wolves showed up? How long did it take for nature to achieve a new balance there?
Again, you've got it right. That's just exactly what the situation was. When wolves got over there, of course, and as far as we know, it was only probably two or three wolves that got over there and started a wolf population of their own, which it's, in general over the years has averaged about 25 animals. Those wolves had to feed on the moose, and this started a series of changes in the moose population. It wasn't a simple relationship. There were times when the moose population continued to increase, even though, you know, there were plenty of wolves there. There were other times when it seemed like the wolf population was able to sort of curtail the increase in the moose population. So over the 60 years, if you looked at the two curves, the moose population and the wolf population, they fluctuated up and down. Sometimes the, as I said, the moose population was able to get away from the control by the wolves. At other times, the wolves seemed to be able to control the population. The difference really was primarily snow conditions.
And so I would imagine that if the snow is deeper, it's a little harder for everybody to get around in the snow.
Well, it's a little harder for the moose, actually. And the wolves are able to get along all right. The key is that the deep snow kind of hinders the moose from getting as much food as they would like to have. And that can make them weak, especially in late winter and early spring, if it's been a heavy snow winter. And as those moose get weak, that allows the wolves to kill more. Generally, the wolves have a hard time killing moose. The average, based on my studies during the early, the late 1950s, early 60s, the wolves had a low success rate in the winter, about 7-8% of the moose that they tried to kill were the only ones they were successful with. And so the moose being hard to kill, if the snow conditions are such that it weakens the moose, well, then it's easier for the wolves to kill them and they get more.
So where, what is the situation now? I've got all of these vague, unformed bits of information floating around in my brain about fewer and fewer wolves on Isle Royale, about problems with the moose population, but I'm not exactly sure where these bits of information, whether they pertain to Isle Royale or not. What is the situation like now?
Well, I don't. I certainly understand your confusion there. It is true that the original population, the one that I studied, or the ancestors of the offspring of the ones I studied long ago, that population pretty well went to extinction in about two or three years ago. The very last ones are gone, and because of that, the National Park Service, because Isle Royale is a national park, the National Park Service decided to reintroduce wolves to the island, and they did that during the last 2 or 3 years. There's now somewhere roughly around 15 wolves there again, and in the meantime, before those wolves were reintroduced, the moose population increased quite a bit because there were only two wolves there for 2 or 3 or 4 years. And that moose population took off, but now with the new reintroduced population, the moose population is starting to the increase is starting to decline now.
Had I also heard too that not necessarily on Isle Royale, but had I also heard too that there are some factors that are threatening the health of moose and moose populations throughout Minnesota?
Well, it's certainly true that over the last 10, 20 years, there's been a change in the moose population in Minnesota. We lost most of the moose in the northwestern part of the state, and in the northeastern part, north of Duluth and around, from Ely to the shore, that whole area, the moose population did decline. It's pretty well stabilized since the last 8 years or so, pretty well stabilized, but it's lower than it was 15 or 20 years ago. And there's several factors that have affected that population. There's some parasites, brain worm and winter ticks and other parasites and some diseases. But wolves have had some role in that, we think, based on some studies I've been doing up there. It turned out that the wolf population in northeastern Minnesota, not the whole state, but in northeastern Minnesota, did increase up until somewhere around 2006, 2008, 10, something like that. And at that time, wolves were killing quite a few moose calves. And some adults, but the adults they were killing were, ones that were old or had some kind of debilitation. But the net effect seemed to be to bring the moose population down a bit. And so we saw quite a decline in the moose until about 8 years ago. And then that decline has leveled off, and so there's still plenty of moose up there, but they are at a lower number than they were 20 years ago.
I still have to laugh because after almost 30 years here in the Northland, the only moose I have ever seen in the wild was standing in a sugar beet field in the Red River Valley near Abercrombie, North Dakota.
There are some out there. You're correct.
And that's the only one I've ever seen in the wild. So I have my fingers crossed that someday I will still get to see my moose up here in the Northland. Dave, thank you so very much for being our guest this morning. Your book is a fascinating, fascinating read, and it was so great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks again.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Dave Metch is the author of Wolf Island, and it is a story about the early days of the research at the perfect laboratory of owl royale into the relationship between the predators and prey. One predator, wolves, one prey species, moose, and how that relationship evolved and how those populations worked on one another. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is made possible with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.